The village of Catona, New York, is a tiny place. In fact, officially, it's called a hamlet, dotted with upscale stores and quaint homes, about an hour from New York City.
But the name Catona is getting some wider circulation, thanks to a woman who is arguably its most famous resident, Martha Stewart. She's selling a new line of furniture, her Catona Collection. And some of her neighbors are not happy that her company wants to trademark the name Catona.
First of all, I was surprised. I didn't make any sense to me. I had trouble figuring out, she can do this? This is something you're allowed to do?
Local architect William O'Neill is the vice president of the Catona Village Improvement Society.
The trademark is particularly disturbing to us because it really implies her taking the name for herself and precluding people around here from using it for certain things.
But a spokeswoman for Martha Stewart's company, Diana Pearson, says the designer decided to use the name Catona because she is inspired by the places where she lives.
The company, Martha Stewart Living Omnimedia, does not seek to own the word, and we're aware of so many similar situations where products are named for locations, such as Nantucket Nectar or Philadelphia Cream Cheese or even London Fog Raincoats.
Back in Catona, William O'Neill is not convinced.
She's got a big company. They're very creative. I mean, she's an amazing businesswoman. Look at what she's done. Couldn't she find another name?
With the help of a trademark attorney, the Catona Village Improvement Society has asked for more time to object to the trademark application.
Nevertheless, the Catona line is already for sale. The sofas, four-poster beds, and dining room tables are described on Martha Stewart's website as classic American with a touch of formal refinement and a spirit of refreshed traditionalism.